Good morning, my dear. It's a beautiful, gloomy day, isn't it? Who am I? We met at that bar last night, don't you remember? I suppose not, no. You did have a lot to drink, and I enjoyed myself quite a bit as well. I'm Alexi, and to put it simply, I'm the vampire that you picked up last night. No, just relax. We didn't do anything too exciting. You had quite a bit to drink, and so did I. Though we had a few rough points last night. You didn't exactly follow my lead for most of the night. I assume that was mostly the alcohol. You should really lay off of the harder stuff, my dear. It tastes wonderful on your blood, but it's not very good for your health overall. And why did I follow you home? To put simply, I was too far from my own home for dawn, and I needed a place to crash. So here I am. I hope you don't mind. Your place isn't quite what I'm used to, but it's quite nice nonetheless. Very cozy. So how are you feeling this morning? Lightheaded? Any dizziness? No, don't try and get up. I'll take care of you this morning. I may be sensitive to light, but the curtains are closed. I'll be fine. No, I said, don't get up. You've lost too much blood. I was a little extra thirsty last night, so stop. Just stay where you are. No. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did that hurt? I don't know my own strength after I've been feeding. Let me see if I can. Here. Are you okay? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for any of that to happen. My poor dear, you are so precious. You stay here. I'll get you some water. And we'll talk about this further, okay? I'll be right back. Here. Here's a bottle of water. Drink up, okay? And slowly now. There you go. Now, where do we go from here? You've lost quite a bit of blood. I was rather thirsty. Wednesday last night. And you still have quite a bit of alcohol in your system. And to be honest, you seem a lot more willful than most humans that I've fed off of. You were able to completely ignore my mental powers. And I have no idea why. And honestly, I'm half tempted to turn you right now. It's been so lonely. 200 years as an undead roaming the nights with no one to do it with. You off instead. I mean, eventually you'll recover, but if I just finish you off, there would be no second chances, would there? I mean, if someone were to not be able to obey me, couldn't let them just wander around all willy-nilly, now could I? But on the flip side of that, if there's someone out there that can be my equal after I turn them, that's someone that I could take pride in. After I turn them. After all, most of us vampires, once we turn someone, they tend to still be our slaves to an extent. And if you still had free will, that would be something well worth my time. So what do you think, my dear? It would only take a little bit more at this point. But you'd have to remain awake long enough to drink a little of my blood. Would you like to join me? What's in it for you? Well, let's see. You get cool vampire powers. I mean, yeah, there's the sun thing and, you know, the whole annoying heightened senses and being able to smell people a mile away when they've had horrible foods. But eventually you'll learn how to transform into mist or certain animals. And you know, I'll be there for you for the rest of your life. Undeath, as it were. Plus, most of us, when we turn, we I learned some pretty cool special abilities related to our personalities. Mine. I'm not sure I'm ready to reveal that to you yet. Say yes, and I might just be willing. Well then, it's one that you've already ignored, actually. And one that you frustratingly keep ignoring. I'm able to bend people's wills to my own. More so than other vampires. Most vampires, it's just little suggestions and things. Me, I can normally make people think that I'm not there, or make my appearance change in other people's eyes, or completely change someone's personality with just a few words. But you, for some reason, I can't do any of that with you. And it's both frustrating and intoxicating. Do you understand why? Suppose not. Your own powers. Well, I don't know you well enough yet, but if I had to guess, just based on last night and this morning, and how frustrating you've been, perhaps it's to nullify the powers of others, but that might be wishful thinking. Now, about that, yes. Excellent. You're still serious. Shall we begin then? That should be enough to finish you off. And now, we need to get you to drink some of my blood. Here. Here. drink this. Quickly. Before it heals. Here. There, just a little more. There you go. There, that should be enough. Now, sleep. And when you wake up, we will roam the nights together.